Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
To One-on-One on a game day in Lincoln, Nebraska. It is 70 degrees. Tristan, I have to give you my old radio voice, because at every rejoin, 215 in Lincoln, Nebraska, 70 degrees outside. We would, every break, my program director was an absolute tyrant
about the weather.
Oh, weather and time, kind sir. So, listen, let's not bury the lead. To have that family come in and spend time sharing themselves with us, that's crazy. And thank you, Coach Mark Manning. Thank you, Terrell Delagnav was in the building, flexing at us through the window, reminding us to behave ourselves. There's a thing that was passed along, and it applies. Thing that likes to be said, that good families make good people, and good people make good families. Through that, it applies to teams and programs. Good programs make good people. Good people make good programs. The two are forever entangled and entwined and necessary. That good programs make good teams, and good teams make up good programs. They are required. You cannot separate. You cannot separate that. You have to have quality in the people in order for the teams and the programs to be of any good, of any success, of having anything there. And that Mark Manning and that staff. And again, remember, the staff now includes former wrestlers, alumni. You now include people who stay around the program to help the program. You're talking about people within the program that the opportunity, you know, the top programs in the country all have All-Americans. They may not have seven. They may not have two returning national champions. They may not have national champions in the room wrestling to help you get better. That young man has some decisions to make. He's gone through the process. He made decision early and then recognized that that wasn't necessarily the right decision. And so getting back in the portal and then getting back into the recruiting aspect of it to consider Nebraska. And I think in full, a lot of people are that if you don't know Nebraska, if you don't know Lincoln, Nebraska, then you're buying into the leadership. You're buying into the image and the idea. And probably a pretty amazing thing that happened was Nebraska's run at Big Tens and the national tournament, because all the top wrestlers in the country got to see Nebraska. And they saw, if they witnessed the first two rounds, they saw Nebraska on a win streak. They just tore through the bracket. And then I don't know that anybody expected three Huskers to make it to the finals. And quite frankly, they are one bad breakfast away from having three national champions. Like, Brock Hardy wins the national championship if he's at 100%. He almost won it anyway. And then you look at the growth factor, you know, Harley and crew, to watch Christopher Mento go through his process, to watch Jacob Van Dee mature and evolve, and then to start to pay attention to the depth of the roster, because some of their folks that are coming up are folks that had international success in the past 6 months. So, and then the addition of national champion AJ Ferrari. You know, it's impressive to say that Nebraska is on the lips of the top wrestlers in the country. Everybody at some point has to consider Nebraska. Now, some will just say, you know, listen, they're too deep at my weight class, so it doesn't make sense. But great wrestlers aren't going to worry about that. If you're trying to be a national champion, you can't worry about who's in your weight class when you go to a university. Going to the national championship is not built, predicated, or led by, I don't want the competition every day in the gym. Now, I think we need to find a sponsor for the Bassett Family Basement Wrestling or Bassett Family Backyard Wrestling. Oh, because those are some scraps, man. Those are some scraps. And I would, can you imagine being a wannabe bully in that high school? There's three dudes from the same crib just waiting for somebody to mess up. Like, no, we got you, bro. We got you. And they're all good kids. Like, those are three good young men who sat in here. And kudos to mom and dad for leading them the way that they did. And then, you know, bringing them in. Not everybody would do that. And not everybody would be capable of that. So to know that we were trusted with those young people, pretty amazing. We're going to have to clip both of those segments and put them in one segment, and then we need to share it for folks who didn't get to hear that. I mean, it's a football Saturday, so folks are kind of all over the place, but necessary to let folks know, and we probably should do that today, being that he's here. Magic, good to see you out here on a Saturday. It says, great, great success. How many young people say the privilege of pressure? Man, that is outstanding. The privilege of pressure. Being willing to put yourself out front and say, I'm willing to not only be held accountable, but to change the way everybody else is accountable in this. Like that, Tristan, we were having that conversation. Not everybody's built for doing extra. Like, oh, I'm extra reps, extra skill work, extra discipline. Yeah, not everybody's built for it.
Yeah, Bo, just listening to him, I was like, oh, this guy, he means business. Like, he shows up at the gym and he's like, yeah, this isn't just practice. He's like, this is me stepping on some throats and being better than some people. And then just hearing how he spoke and how confident he was about, like, yeah, pressure is a privilege and I want all of it. And then you just hear his parents talking, you're like, I can totally see just where this came from. Just such a great family, and just seems like they have their priorities straight when it comes to finding a school. Hopefully it's here in Lincoln. But just hearing, you know, Bo and family speak, I was like, this is what you want in Lincoln.
From the text, Disc Golf Jake says, Bo, Melvin, young Oliver from Lincoln says hello. I actually showed this to dad while we were sitting here so he could kind of see that folks are listening and that they're paying attention. And I, again, you have to continually applaud the good people, good person aspect of it, them willing to come in and have these conversations. But this is why we wanted to be close to the stadium. This is why we wanted to be close to campus. You know, this is why the convenience of allowing people like that to walk, simply say, you know what? They got on the cart, they got on the Husker cart and rode down the ticket. And bravo. Bravo. Shout out to that for doing that. Let's do a quick update on some of the activities and things that are going on as we head to the second set of ball games. You know, it's pretty cool to know that, you know, in the night game aspect of this thing, that we got a pretty good schedule today. It's an opportunity for Nebraska to kind of set up and go. Here are some of the scores. NC State held on to beat Virginia 35-31. They improved to 2-0. Virginia falls to 1-1. Texas leading 38-7 over San Jose State halfway through the fourth quarter. The Fighting Illini went to Durham. They lead with 6 minutes left, 31-19 over the Blue Devils. There's a minute 33 left in Ames. It's Cyclone 16, Hawkeyes 13 with a minute 33 left. Iowa has the ball in their own territory, so they need to drive and at least get a field goal to keep the game going. From Dallas, SMU, number 17 SMU leads Baylor 38-31 with 2 minutes plus left fourth quarter. Syracuse and Syracuse with they're coming to the end of the game here. Syracuse and UConn 2017, the Orange lead. Texas A&M has put up 37 points. They lead 37-14 against the Utah State Aggies. That is in College Station as well. Georgia up early 14-3 over Austin Peay. Temple playing the Buffalo Soldiers of Howard University. The Bison are behind Temple 21-6. Wake Forest and Western Carolina just got it going on. New Mexico and Idaho State. Kickoff pending in Columbus, Ohio, with Ohio State facing Mickey Joseph's Grambling Tigers as well. So, and then again, of course, the Huskers firing this bad boy up and getting us started here at 6:30. We will carry Michigan and Oklahoma. We'll take the pregame at 6 o'clock and then get through at 6:30. And then we will come back to this thing called the ticket for the postgame show. Jay Foreman, Nick Sainert will go they will go immediately following for 90 minutes. And then Austin Orman and myself will carry through and we'll give you a full recap of all games throughout the course of the day as well. Let's take the break here. I want to reset and get us all prepared. I'm going to lead you all the way up to the pregame show, 3 o'clock from the Kindler Hotel.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Paint your face. Paint your face. Scarlet Cree, paint your face. Pump up the biceps. Tie the tassels on your arms. Get your wrestling tights on. Blow up your hair and go sprinting down O Street. Snorting the whole way. Grab somebody's car, pull the door open, and just shake it. Shake it. Have your warrior moment. Have your ultimate warrior moment. We all deserve to have an ultimate warrior moment. Shout out once again to the Bassett family. Bo Bassett, Melvin Miller, and family stopped by the ticket courtesy. Shout out to Mark Manning, Turvell Delagnav for trusting us with their top recruits and having the whole family. Tristan, what's the takeaway? What's your takeaway sitting in a room and watching that family? What are the two things that jump to mind?
I think number one with Bo is just he talked about wrestling Trelly and Ridge yesterday, like two of the best wrestlers in the country. And he just took that on and was like, that was the coolest thing ever. So, I mean, just hearing that, and like you said earlier, is, you know, some guys don't want to face the top dogs. They don't want to, you know, have to be little compared to someone. And Bo was like, I'm taking on this challenge. So that was sweet. And then just the parents when it came to their faith, and then also just how they raised their children. And they were like, yeah, we want them to be, you know, the best young men they can possibly be. And we want to find a program. And Mark Manning has that here. So I think those are my top two takeaways just from the Bassett family.
It is, it's an honor to be trusted with your, you know, your prized recruits. And my thing is, you know, no matter what they choose, they're likable. Like, those are people you can root for. And it's funny, too, because we're in a day and age where social media is just filled with the opposite, right? It's just filled with the opposite. And there are people that were upset. He went through the first recruiting process, made his choice, and then backed out and changed his mind, which... Again, I don't know, since when do you expect a 16, 17-year-old to know everything all the time? As you grow and evolve, your perspective changes, your wants and needs change. And then in the NIL game, it changed again. So, of course, you have these conversations. And I'm not sure that anybody that's talking about it wouldn't understand if it was them or their kids. Like, to understand that, listen, you want the best decision for your young people. And the thing about Bo is, again, he's making a decision and he's showing the way for Melvin and Keegan. So it is impressive for them to be as connected as they are. And again, I would try to find some sponsorship for the Bassett Backyard Battles, the Bassett Backyard Brawls, like just have a grappling exhibition in the basement. You know, and you knew Dad was a dude, right? Like, you knew Dad was a dude. So that makes all the sense in the world. Perfectly so. We have a full lineup coming up here for the pregame show, the A1 Automotive Ticket Tailgate pregame show. We'll begin at 3 o'clock, the first couple of segments. We appreciate us. It'll be Jake and Sipple from the studio here. Then it'll be Nick Sandert and Jay Foreman down at Kindler, Adam Carricker and Austin Orman down at Kindler, and then Farley and Todd Euler will be here. Myself and AD will take you through. Austin Orman will be back. He and Aronson Arnes will take you all the way through. Shout out to the sponsors, A1 Automotive, Select Plumbing, Currency, Raising Cane's, Elway Power Sports of Lincoln, the Kindler Hotel, Wall-to-Wall Wine and Spirits, who make the pregame show happen. You can follow on the streams. You can follow on Allo Channel 961 if you so choose. So you can kind of see, I've asked the folks, of course, from Kindler, they'll have, the fan can up. I think for that last 2 hours or 90 minutes here from studio, we'll put the fan cam so you can see what's going on in the streets of Lincoln as people head to Memorial Stadium. There's some notes in play. And again, the scores from previous games going on. I think that in full understanding, the biggest story is Iowa State beating Iowa. I think that's the lead. Again, Virginia, a falling NC State, Illinois putting up 45. The question, we knew Illinois defensively was going to be pretty good, but then putting up 45 points even against Duke. Baylor and SMU is being everything that we expected. It's 38-38 with 30 seconds left. So they're going through it. Syracuse and UConn are tied or going into overtime. Not sure if that was on the bingo card. As well, Texas A&M put up 44 against Utah. They lead 44-14 at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And then Georgia off to a good start as well. There's some games that just began. App State is going to be fun to look at. And then Mickey Joseph and the Grambling Tigers as well. We're also in that point of the season where we have to at least acknowledge Major League Baseball and the wild card run.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's interesting to me that sometimes our eyes get drawn to the wrong thing. In sports, defensive backs and safeties and linebackers, we tell people, don't go looking for work. Work's coming. And we had our eyes drawn to, because of local proximity, we had our eyes drawn to the KC Royals and the kind of season that they were having, hoping that they would get to 500. Okay, they do that. And then to get above 500. And then, oh, you're in wild card talk. You're in the conversation. And they were within range of the Seattle Mariners. But as Satchel Paige once said, don't look back. People might be catching up to you. Well, that's what's happened in the wild card race. The Texas Rangers are now a half game ahead of the Royals. So, whoops. It's Seattle. The Yankees and Red Sox are pretty locked in, 4.5, 5 games up in the wild card. The Mariners sit at 5 games above 500. 4 games above are the Texas Rangers. That's a half game back. The Royals, three games over 500. They're a game back. The Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays are a game behind the Royals. What are we even doing? Who allowed that? Who's watching the door? Because the Cleveland Guardians are a game and a half behind the Royals. I feel like Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. I don't know what kind of show you're running here, but everybody can't be in the wild card race. Or can they? Because that's a lot of scoreboards to watch now. I wasn't prepared for this. I was prepared to focus on the Royals and the Mariners. Like, it's easy. It's easy to just focus. But then the Texas Rangers show up. And it was, who invited you? And who gave you a seat at the grown-ups table? They're a half game out. And then I have a lot of friends in Seattle. I have a ton of friends in Seattle. And they are diehard fanatical Mariners fans. So I've been listening to them for 2 months just crow at the top of their lungs. You know, they got a shot. They're going to be in the playoffs. You know, it's going to be a thing. And Tristan, they have gone cricket silence, man. They have gone silent. I literally texted three of them. There's seven in the group chat. I texted three. I texted all seven. Three of them read. Got nothing. Got nothing. Because I kind of deserved it because I said, oh, good luck Saturday, since that might be the last day you're in position to be in the wild card. Noted, three friendly, of them weren't going to respond, right? You know, I mean, you know, come back. One of them just sent a meme of a middle finger. He's like, yeah, this is what I'm thinking right now. This is what I'm thinking. The other three at least responded, and they blamed the Mariners, of course, which is its own fan-based thing. It's funny, too. If you talk to Austin and Jake, who are both Royals fans, about the Royals, they have completely different philosophies on it. Jake is fully, they suck. They're no good. I'm not investing in them. I'm not, it's terrible. Austin is the great seer. You know, they're going to pull this off. This is, yeah. And I am here for it. I'm here for it. But those four teams chasing Seattle, there's five teams in the wild card race. And I was not ready for it. I was not ready for it. I have to fully admit that I thought that we were going to kindly moonwalk into this thing. And shout out to this. Here's to all the baseball fans whose teams suck, who aren't in wild card talk, and they're not in division championship talk. The teams who are terrible. Terrible. And okay. By most metrics, Cubs 81-60. My Washington Nationals are 15 games below 500 at home. They've won 56. They might not get to 60 wins. I don't understand.
I'm an A's fan, so I'm in the same exact boat as you.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
I had such high hopes. They were actually leading the AL West for like the first 2 weeks of the season, and then I believe they lost like 21 of 23. It's hard. It's hard.
This is brutal. And mind you, the Athletics they're 12 games back. And they're not the worst team in the American League. You're only a game and a half behind the Angels to get out of cellar. I could sell that to the team. Right? You know what? Hey, gang, let's not be worst. Like, let's catch the Angels. Can we make up a game and a half, guys? Because, I don't know, everybody who could answer the question, they're also getting paid.
Yeah, just win for morale.
Right.
Like, just win for the morale.
Oh, they're a game and a half back from the Rangers, from the Angels. So the Nats aren't a game and a half back from anybody.
No.
They can't sniff anybody. They can't smell anybody. They can't even see anybody. Like, they have to use a cell phone to reach the Atlanta Braves. Like, they've got to call the Atlanta Braves. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Oh, we're at 64 wins. You're 56. Chill. You got some work to do. You have some work to do. The Angels, because I mean, I understand the Athletics being able to say, "Hey, we're at 64. We're at mile 65." The Angels are like, "We're only at 66. That's doable. That's doable." Hey, if you have a 2-game win streak, you're going to pass us.
That's all it is. That's all you need. That's makes up for the whole season.
Can you tell I've coached some bad teams in my day?
Yeah.
Right? Just
what's the thought process like at practice and at games when you're not coaching, you know, elite level talent?
Oh. Let me tell you. I'm in truth, like most coaches, I'm a better coach when I have talent. I'm a better coach when I have smart players. And I don't mean high IQ like baseball players. I mean smart people. Because then I can find out how to trigger the way they think about the game. Dumb people, you can't change the way they think. That's why they're dumb. Like,
exactly.
They are locked into dumb, man. It just like they will make an excuse for dumb. They will provide opportunity for dumb. Matter of fact, they'll celebrate dumb. That's just the nature of it. For teams that fish, but literally the best coaching job I ever did in baseball was the worst team. And it let me know why I'm a coach. It reminded me of why I was a coach. I've been in a very successful program. There was some conflict between me and the athletic director, but also the reality was Becky and I were moving. We were going to move from Virginia to Houston. So I knew I was leaving. So I was going to leave the program that I was at anyway. But there was some subterfuge going on where the athletic director wanted to get rid of the program lead. And I was not a fan of this behavior. They had the right person in place. He needed some adjustments, but there was no need to stoop to getting him fired, which is what they did basically. They fired him. I fought back. Because I saw the things that they did to get him fired. Like, this was not self-induced. They were self-inflicted. This was them setting this trap for him to fail. I was done coaching. I was done. But I get a phone call 3 days before the season was supposed to start. And a nearby high school called and said, "Our coach just quit 3 days before the season starts. And we're told that you're not coaching right now. Is there any interest in you just coming in and holding fort?" Right? Just, you know. Now, to make this relevant, it would be leaving. Let's make this major league. Leaving the Red Sox to go coach the Rockies.
Oh, no.
This year's Rockies. 40-win Rockies. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, okay, so the ego becomes involved because you either don't want to be attached to that or you refuse to be attached to that. And my thing was, okay, I can't be the person I say I am by leaving these kids hanging. So I need to go suck it up and go be a coach. So I called my buddy and I said, "I need you. Let's roll." We went over. There was a scrimmage. I told you 3 days before. So 2 days before is the first day we meet the kids. And there's no rules in play. There are no rules in play for this team. Like, they got nothing. We have a scrimmage Saturday. This is Thursday. This is Friday. we go, and I literally, now the previous coach had left notes on scouting reports, right? Here's your star pitcher. Here's your, you know, captain. Here's the, so that's what I'm working with. We go to warm up, and Tristan, these are high school kids. There were 13 kids on the team left. To tell you that we had 115 errors warming up.
Oh, no.
Warming up. I'm not talking about infield. I'm talking about playing toss. Those kids spent more time chasing the ball than they did throwing the ball. And it wasn't close. Because it was an open area, so ping, ping. And it was, it really was, it was amazing to watch. It was amazing to watch. It was amazing. I had never seen anything like it. I guarantee you that the local six-year-olds did a better job of playing catch than my high school team. So we had to teach them how to warm up. We had to teach them how to catch. We had to teach them how to throw, step and throw, follow through, crow hop. They didn't even, I said crow hop and they looked at me like I was talking Latin. That Saturday we played against the reigning district champions. So the most talented team we were going to face all year, we're going to play in the scrimmage that Saturday at their place. And their coach recognized me. He's like, oh, you're a dude. Like, okay, you guys are going to be good. I was like, No, don't put that on me. Don't put that on me. I tell the story that they arrived to get on the bus to go to this scrimmage. And I had a player show up in his uniform with church shoes on. He had on the Sunday dress shoes with his uniform.
That's tough.
I went down to the bullpen because I like to warm up my guys, right? But this is the guy. Like, this is your innings eater. This is going to be your guy. And so my partner's hitting infield, and I hear cursing. They are cursing out loud, and it's the cursing that happens when somebody misses a pop fly or like they bump into each other during infield, bumping into each other. During infield, there is no situation or circumstance where two players should bump into each other taking infield.
No, each ground ball is hit exactly towards one person. Yeah, wow.
This group, I'm warming up this pitcher. He threw the first 10 pitches. I caught one.
Oh, God.
I caught one. And I mean, I caught one. I literally stopped one.
Oh, did you have a backstop at least?
No, because I'm down the right field line.
Yeah,
and all of those balls are interrupting the infield. Oh, because they're incoming. Heads up. We gave up 14 runs before we got an out. We gave up 31 runs in two and a half innings, and literally, I looked at the coach, and he was just like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. Nope, we're not accomplishing anything. You're not accomplishing anything. Yeah, we're good. So that team started that way. Tristan, that team won 6 of its last 7 games.
That's all that matters. I think it's the progression.
6 of 7 games. And I mean to tell you, we beat the team that we lost week. In game 2, we lost to this team 18-0. We beat them 18-3. Like teaching them how to catch, you know. And easily, me and my coaching buddy, we said, that's the best coaching job we've ever done. And it's not even close. We're talking about teams that I won 78% of my games as a coach. That six of seven streak was the best coaching I ever did. That's how you handle bad coaching, is to go, okay. Here's what we need to fix. And we fixed everything. I couldn't fix height. I couldn't fix speed. I couldn't fix power. But in baseball, if I can get you to throw strikes, even at 55 miles an hour, they're strikes. I can defend. I can't defend a walk.
Yeah.
Can you catch a pop fly? Yes. Can you field a ground ball? Yes. One throw per play. Yeah. Six game win streak to end the season. Best there coaching job I ever did. All right. Jake Sorensen's in the building. Steve Sipple's in the building. The A1 Automotive Ticket pregame show begins at 3 o'clock. Appreciate y'all hanging out. Again, shout out to the Bo Bassett and family for stopping by the ticket and hanging in. Appreciate y'all. Go Big Red.
A fall aeration by Judson Irrigation will help maintain your lawn by maximizing the effectiveness of your watering and fertilization. Judson will flag the locations of your sprinkler heads, followed by a deep core aeration.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.